All right, it is 1 o'clock. We'll call the meeting to order. Has everyone had a look at the agenda? Do we have any additions or deletions?
I have 4 additions, please.
Okay.
Building inspector, the overview of the provincial disaster financial assistance meeting in Elma on June 25th. I should have incorporated that with her June report for you, and I neglected to do that. Sorry. Number unfinished business 5. We added the number of medical calls that you requested from the fire department at their delegation. We've just received that. New business 5, the White Mouth Library, request to share cost of cookies for their 40th anniversary. And new business number 6, please, White Mouth Reynolds Planning District.
Okay. We have a mover?
Fifth.
Seconder? All in favor?
Aye.
Has everyone had a chance to read the minutes? If you have, can we have a mover for that, please?
Thank you.
Seconder?
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Financials, payment of accounts. Can we have a mover for that, please?
Make the vote.
Seconder?
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Can we get a mover and a seconder for the 2 paychecks?
Set.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried.
Thank you. Fire department pay, please.
Can we have a mover for that one, please?
McDougall.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Another one?
Nope.
No.
That's it.
Next one is Public Works, meeting of July 22nd. That's in your folders. We've all seen that. Then we have calling, the one you added was the building inspector, overview of provincial disaster financial assistance meeting in Elma on June 25th, 2025. Okay. Reports of committees, Northeastern Community Health Committee, staffing update, you saw that one. And the next one is verbal reports. I'll just talk about that one for a quick second. Dr. Tanner is leaving White Mouth, going to Pinawa. But there's another doctor coming in and taking her place with the same hours. So that's where that is. And then really, it's the whole region is struggling with doctors and stuff. They're just moving around. So verbal reports of committees. I'm just going to continue on mine then for a minute. So Eastern Region Municipal Committee went to that. Again, there's lots of stuff going on, but again, it's chasing the government to get all the stuff that we had put in, that everybody has put in, like along the roads, the upgrading of shoulders and all this kind of stuff. We did have, yesterday, we had the Manitoba Ombudsman out there, and they're really, they're an avenue for complaints, but really what they are is a second set of eyes, but they basically do not give you an answer. And really with the whole committee, it seemed like they're really not much use for them anymore. And I asked a question about when they request the RM or our CAOs to give them information, and then they get the information, and then how long do we wait to get it back, or how long does the staff wait to get the information back from them? And she basically said it's when they have time.
However, when they give request information of us, there's time frames on absolutely everything.
Yeah, there is. And I asked that question, and then they're looking now at public code of conduct. They're looking at complaints. They're looking at websites to see how the people and how they're acting and what they're writing. They look at these things, but they honestly don't have you know, in our minds, I think you have to be very careful just sitting there. So, you know, that's about it for that. And then I did attend the museum. Of course, July 1st went well for the museum. Now they're working on steak night here in August next week. And then after that, it will be Heritage Day in September.
7th.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go.
I'm from work.
Deputy Chief, Deputy Reeve Honke?
Just Public Works today, and that'll be it.
Okay. Councilor Stead?
I had library meeting. They got their 40th anniversary coming up, which they'll be celebrating the same day as the Heritage Day with the museum. They'll be having cake and cookies and a booth open there with lots of stuff from the past and past members. And Reeve and I attended Eastern Tourism dinner, and they were just, it was an info session on them and what they're doing, and they wanted us to let all the committees that are under the umbrella of the RM to know that they're able to access and put out information for their events through Eastern Tourism at no charge through our being involved with them.
Yeah, they did want the RM to send them in, so the committees, like when they report back to us what's happening on events that are happening around the community, like the one would be August long here. But that it comes from here instead of all these different committees, because then they got people sending stuff from everywhere. And they're not looking for something that where you have a regular supper every Friday. That's not really an event. An event would be you're having the August long, or the event would be you're having Heritage Day once a year. And then they can put it under tourism, but they're really, really, there's a lot of people there.
Yeah, there was quite a bit. And they also wanted to let everyone know that their social media is accessible to, again, the municipality to get stuff out for our community.
And they're definitely going to be having more meetings, and they're definitely looking for, you know, our reps and stuff, their South Dakota rep on there, that, you know, bringing back info and things of that nature. So yeah, trying to build up the region.
It's nice they went from all Zoom meetings to splitting up to in-person meetings now. It seems to be moving forward really well.
Good. That's a Councilman Dougal.
Delmer and I, Councilor Stark and I, had a planning district meeting yesterday. We went over a few subdivisions, and we had some representatives from the province that joined us just to talk about a potential of potentially dissolving the planning district. So but there's a lot involved with that, so, and some legalities, so it's actually an in-camera issue for further in our meeting.
Okay, good, thanks. Public hearing's 1:30, but is anyone coming in for that?
I don't know if there is or not, but we'll just wait till the standard time in case.
Okay, we'll go to communications. Number one, Rural Municipality of Reynolds, notice of public hearing for bylaw number 052025. That's info. Number two is that's personnel. We'll go into camera with that. Number three is Lac-Da-Bonnie District Chamber of Commerce 2025 Winnipeg River Burger Trail Support Request, same as every other year.
And what?
And I think we did 150. But you can.
$150 in 2024. So we'd like a resolution for that. And would you like the same amount, Council?
Sure.
Okay.
I'll make the motion for that.
Can we have a seconder then? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Good. Number four, STARS mission record. I think we had two here. Is that correct? I think we had, yeah. So that's White Mouth is two. Yeah. Yeah, so that's good. I mean, it's nice to have zero, right? But so, okay, good. Tax of Service 2025 tax sale. Anything? anything on that?
That's the resolution that we prepared, should council see fit. It's the same one that we do annually, and they require it at tax service to be able to move forward.
Okay, so can we have a mover for that?
Okay.
Seconder?
Stark.
All in favor?
Aye.
Unfinished business, lagoon lift station design drawings reviewed by Whitmore staff, Manitoba Water Services Board, awaiting report, borrowing bylaw draft.
So for the borrowing bylaw draft, since it's so bulky, and would it be okay if we table that till the next meetings, just to, for a further review by council? And if you have any more, any questions at all, you could let us know. Would that be okay?
Yes, we need to table that. We need, I mean, we just got it, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot there to look at, so good. Thank you. Number two, water line south of Elma, awaiting the rural municipality of Reynolds' response. Have they had a meeting yet? No.
They said that they're going to decide today, I believe, the last time they got a hold of us.
Okay.
And I'll just look at unfinished business too and be able to tell you for sure. This item has been tabled to our August 26th agenda.
Okay,
so they're dealing with it today. I'll be able to tell you once their meeting's concluded.
August 26th.
Yeah, it's going to be tabled again.
Okay. Number three, zoning bylaw, draft information provided to request further direction.
And that is so brand new.
It just came.
If we could bother you again just for the review so that we know we're in the right cookie jar or not, and we can certainly discuss it at the next meeting if that would be okay with council.
Very good. Number four, land tenders.
With that, we now have some of the additional lands that were not sold when you put them up for tender. Would you like them placed on the website and kept on the website, or would you like us to be contacting a realtor, tender for a realtor? What would you prefer?
What gets us our best bang for our buck in this?
I feel that tendering it, we're reaching people not only in this province, but what I find is there's businesses that look for land like this, corporations, for carbon credits. So they'll purchase this land. So if we gut it out on a realtor, get it on MLS, and even the people we're targeting, the hunters, they might be from, you know, another municipality, a city or something. They're not looking on our website, but if we got it into a realtor, got it on MLS, and we'd reach a larger group of people.
That's a good point.
So is council then, are you recommending that we do tender for a realtor?
Yeah, I would like us to tender for a realtor.
Is council okay with that?
No, I mean, personally, I've never heard of this carbon thing. I've sold a lot of land, and I've never once been approached out of hundreds of emails for land. But I currently, if that could be tabled, I think there might be, I might have some other suggestions. It's up to you guys if you want it tabled or not, but I think if there's no rush, I would have it on the website for now, for certain.
Okay.
No point in hiding it. But even at that, just a few thoughts still going through my head.
I certainly don't see any rush. So the more information we can get, the better it is. So I'm totally fine.
I'm looking at him.
And Delmer's, suggestion is good too. So
yeah, I'm not.
If we can look at it all,
Mm-hmm. So we'll look at that for the next meeting. We'll table it then.
Table
is
it.
That okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Done.
Thank you.
Number five, Whitemouth Fire Department request to implement MFR medical first response.
I do have a resolution prepared, should council see fit. It was included in your package. And I do want to mention that we did receive the add-on of calls that you had asked the delegation for at the last meeting.
And that was four, right?
Four for 2 years, yes. Would you like me to read it out loud?
Yeah, you can if you want. I can. Okay. Whereas the Whitemouth Fire Department personnel has requested to implement, I just put a canyon, a fire-based emergency medical response program for firefighters to be the first response to a medical emergency due due to the White Moth Ambulance regular being posted in other communities or in service. And whereas this added service does not alleviate the province or of Manitoba from providing this important service. Now, therefore, be it resolved that council supports this added service in principle.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
Second. Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Number three, Fire Administration Administrative Officer Rhea Succession Planning.
So what I've done is put that in your package from the Association of Manitoba Municipalities. That's the guide that's generally used by municipalities. So we will be in that process. However, we need to know from council how long you want parallel services for the succession planning.
I have a question.
Sure.
Should we do a resolution to accept your retirement?
Certainly, if you like.
Just so we're...
Yeah, I can do that. Okay.
Be it resolved that the resignation of the CAO, Colleen Johnson, be hereby accepted as of December 31st, 2025.
Yep.
Mover?
Mover.
Stead.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anything else on that, or are you going to be sharing with me so that I can have
how long
so just
want.
So we know when you want me to start advertising. That's
well,
that's
what do you recommend? Sorry, Walter.
Absolutely, I always recommend to any municipality 3 months. That's exactly what I recommend. I've done this for many municipalities. Yes.
Kind of what I was thinking anyway. October, November. That's what we kind of, I think it's been discussed here and there.
So you want somebody in place by October 1st.
Mm-hmm. So we need to start advertising.
We got to advertise now.
Now.
Well, we are totally prepared to start doing that stuff, but we didn't want to do it until we knew what your direction was.
So you can advertise, but you can also, can you do within?
Absolutely. It will be open to everybody.
We'll just, it's open. We're just advertising it, and we'll see how the hiring policy, how the hiring goes.
Perfect. So then, so I'm understanding correctly, October 1st is okay for parallel running then? Is that correct?
It is with me.
Yeah,
I think
absolutely.
You need a couple months. I mean, you've been here for 10 years. And when we come in every second week and there's so many things that come through, I think we actually, you have to have somebody.
Substantial handoff.
It is.
And it was difficult to come in 10 years ago with nobody.
Yeah.
But that's okay. That's the way we go. So just to let you know, we'll keep working on that process. We won't put it under, we'll bring it back under new business once we've done the applications for you to so that we can start discussing more. But we will do the advertisements then for work to be commencing October the 1st, correct?
Perfect.
Yes.
Thank you very much for your direction, so we totally understand.
Okay, then number two, daycare project completed.
And presently, at the last count, there was over 81% completely filled.
That's really, really good for, you know, for us here, for them, the way they've gone about it.
So our auditors will be including that in the 2026 audit because they, or pardon me, the 2025 audit because they couldn't include it last year because we have to make sure everything was done.
So they have basically every room going right now, right?
I believe they do.
Yeah, yeah. That's
unreal.
Boy, oh boy, that's really good because I do go to some meetings and I hear that they're not there and they can't find staff and we're fully staffed.
You sure are.
Which is a really a good thing.
Did they find a cleaner?
I don't know that. That wasn't mentioned to me.
Yes.
I can't speak to that. Oh,
they had a
can
there, and I had heard rumblings.
Okay.
I think they had.
Yeah.
Great.
There were a number of
applicants. Excellent. So they had something to look at, and she's from here.
Okay, then number four, fire department budget review.
Number three.
Oh, yeah. Bylaw enforcement retainer.
And what that is just now that we have the two, we will be sharing the funds. So instead of, it was $400 a month, now we're doing $100 weekly, so overall it will be a little tiny bit difference, but with the difference in hourly rates, it should be fine. So it's not going to be a detriment at all to your budget. This is the proposed resolution. Whereas an additional bylaw officer has been hired in a review of scheduling and current pay structure. And whereas retainer fees will be changed to reflect a $100 weekly amount for the officer on call for up to 4 hours of work, with the hourly rate being paid in excess of 4 hours per week. Now therefore be it resolved, this is effective August 1st, 2025.
Can we discuss that in camera?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't mind.
Yeah, it's personnel.
It's a personnel thing.
Yeah.
I just want
to. Yeah, sure.
And while he's saying that, I have a personnel to discuss in camera. Okay, then we'll do that. We'll go on to the number four, is fire department budget review. And this was just so...
Deputy Reconkey put those in for you.
Okay.
That's just letting these guys know where they're standing. That's
yeah, okay.
All. It's
yeah,
just
that's good.
Information.
Okay. Perfect, thank you.
Where do you think they'll end by year's end?
They'll be all right.
Well, I would say by this. Yeah. Looks really good.
Yeah.
At this time of year, you know, or September, October, we'll have one Duncan a meeting and it gives them an idea, then if there's extra money, they can go and buy this, they hold off on a bunch of stuff.
They got enough that they can hold off if they have to here or there.
Yeah,
they got
to
do.
Yeah, so it's
doing a good job.
They do good that way.
There's additional training coming up too. I mean,
Well, that'll be if it's there, right?
If it's there,
the budget
there.
Allows.
Yeah.
Okay, number five, White Mouth Library request to share cost of cookies for 40th anniversary. That's a long time, eh?
I did a resolution not to exceed $250, as it's about $420 they're looking at for half of it, if council sees fit.
I did the math here, and it's $459 on 17 dozen cookies. I just did my own thought. It's a lot of money for cookies. I mean, quite often when we've had, I've seen there being a part of functions, daycare opening, buy a cake, $150.
These cookies were bought for the daycare, just saying.
I see, but I don't remember if we spent quite that much.
We paid more, it was $275 a cookie back then.
Yeah.
They're using the same basic idea as the daycare used.
Okay.
Design, same person, local person.
That is 50 cents a cookie less than we paid.
It's a lot of money for cookies when you can do a cake for $150. Then maybe I would have almost questioned that before when we did with the daycare, but either way, two wrongs don't make a right. I'm thinking it's a lot of money for cookies and I'm against it. I'm not against giving money for the cause, but I am against spending $459 on cookies. I'm sorry. So whatever suggestion may come of it, if you guys vote for it, fine. I would suggest, even half of this is $225. I would suggest up to $150 from council. It would be my proposal, but that changes the resolution, so it's
no
up to you guys.
No problem to change it. That's what we're here for.
And that's not to be a killjoy. It's just
Council
my own
Stead,
thoughts.
Councilor, you were going to speak to it, I believe, Manny said?
They were looking at it, and they are going to purchase the cake themselves as well. And they just thought, it being the 40th anniversary, the easiest way to go about it would be like the daycare did, a printed cookie with somebody local that made them. And, being it the 40th anniversary, it's kind of big for them. So.
My thought is, I'm okay from an RM perspective, maybe, for the cake. If they want to do the cookie thing, they're on 100%
Well, and that's where I say just a dollar figure. One, buy cookies, buy cake, whatever. I wouldn't be against the RM at $150.
Yeah.
What's the expected profit out of that? You know, what are they selling the cookies
for?
They're
going to purchase the cake, and the cookies are kind of like the daycare, the commemorative cookie.
It's a lot of money. I don't think it's necessary.
I think I'd rather put $250 into something going into the daycare or for the library and to give cookies away. I just...
This is the library.
No, but I mean, like, oh, buying
a physical asset that'll be there after.
Yeah. I mean, if they're... I just... I don't... I struggle with that.
Well, I'd like to make a motion that we do a $150 donation towards whatever the cookie or cake or both, whatever they want.
Here's the $150. You do what you want.
You do what you want.
So be it resolved. Pardon me. Whereas the Whitemouth Library has requested that council half the cost of cookies for their 40th anniversary, and whereas council feels it is more financially responsible to propose a dollar amount?
Yeah. I don't think we would have been asked if it wouldn't have been this much money. I think that's part of the reason. It's a lot of money. For cake and cookies is going to be $500. And I do think that the RM supports our library in many ways. I mean, they're right here in this building. They're supported in many, many, many ways through this office and municipality. So it just... I just want to...
Presently, we're just buying a new lockbox for the back because they neglected to mention that they had changed the code so somebody couldn't get in, so it was taken off. And we're buying a new one thinking that it was broken. We didn't know it wasn't broken, that it had just been changed. So it was another library person that couldn't get in.
Okay, do we have a mover for that?
Councillor...
I'll make the motion.
Seconder.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, and we have one. Whitemouth Reynolds Planning District.
Councillor McDougall wanted to speak to that with Councillor Sterk.
Yeah, we'll go on camera, please.
There's
some legal
in
aspects to that.
Sorry. And I'm sorry, I didn't know.
Personnel, legal, it kind of, it's a gamut of.
So that will go in camera. So now we just have a couple of moments to our hearing. And then we'll certainly go into those in-camera items for council.
Okay. So we have a public hearing. We can just go right into it, right?
You certainly can go into it. If I could please have a mover to go into it.
Honky.
Seconder.
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Conditional use application number CO3-2025 from Stephen McAlpine at 50 Natalie Lake Drive and Seven Sisters, requesting placement of 3 shipping containers on lot 11 of plan number 59808 in the southeast at 27/13/11 EPM.
And we've done all the requirements of the Planning Act. We have had no representations, no inquiries to this conditional use that went out, and I have nobody in your gallery for this.
Well, there's been absolutely no, nothing.
Nothing at all.
Well,
can we have a mover? Someone want to move it?
To come out of the hearing.
We'll come out of here. Nobody here.
Stead? Seconder?
McDougall?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Whereas a request has been received from Stephen McAlpine for a conditional use, and whereas the conditional use application is C03-2025, and whereas the property is located in the southeast of Section 27, Township 13, Range 11 EPM, and identified as Rule Number 185720, and whereas no representations were made and no objections were received, now therefore be it resolved that Council does hereby approve the variation application on the condition that this approval is utilized within 12 months.
I'm over. Seconder. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So that concludes your public hearing, and you're more than welcome now to go in camera to for the personnel issues and legal.
Mover to go ready. Go on camera.
Honky.
Seconder.
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much. So in regards to the building inspector, I have a proposed resolution. Whereas Building Inspector Brooks has requested a compensation review after completing a year in her position, now therefore be it resolved that Council does hereby agree to increase her hourly rate to $35 per hour with a minimum of 16 hours with an additional 8 hours weekly if required. And be it further resolved that should additional hours be required, they shall be authorized by administration.
Honky.
Seconder.
McDougall.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried.
And now we'll go to the bylaw officer resolution. Resolution proposed. Whereas an additional bylaw officer has been hired and a review of scheduling and current pay structure. And whereas retainer fees will be changed to reflect a $100 weekly amount for the officer on call for up to 4 hours of work, with the hourly rate being paid in excess of 4 hours per week. Now, therefore, be it resolved that this is effective August 1st, 2025.
Mover.
Honky.
Seconder. Tim Lane. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried.
Planning district information. Proposed. Be it resolved that the Council of the Rural Municipality of Whitemouth supports the Whitemouth Reynolds Planning District's initiative to dissolve same.
Mover.
McDougall.
Seconder.
Sterk.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Carried. Okay, and that was the last one, right?
Yes.
Meeting adjourned at 2:56.
Mover.
Mover.
Stead.
Seconder. Sterk. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much for your direction.